The next public hearing is subdivision 2005-34 Potnets Lakeside LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Indian River 100, Sussex County, dividing 38 acres into 82 lots within the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone and located northeast of Route 299, also referred to as Bay Farm Road, 125 feet northwest of Road 299A. Gentlemen, you were provided with earlier a revised subdivision plan called Potnets Lakeside, and also an exhibit booklet containing an executive summary, existing conditions, proposed residential cluster development concept with a development of the Potnets Lakeside concept, preliminary land use service comments, the subdivision considerations, this 18 items for consideration, compliance with the zoning requirements report, compliance with the zoning requirements for the environmentally sensitive district, and a list of 25 figures that are attached in that document, and that is a part of the record. And I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Wheatley, the application was reviewed by the PAC committee September 21st of 2005. That'll be made a part of the record. And we have received three emails, one being from a Cynthia Scott, a Pat and Joe Westner, and a Gary and Patricia Cassidy. They're all stating their opposition to this application. I'll pass those down, and they'll be made a part of the record. That's all I have.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Evening, Mr. Wheatley. Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant. With me are Jason Pelkowitz, Holly Hearn from Crone. Kevin Burdett was here somewhere, but he's gone. And Robert Tunnell on behalf of the applicant. As Lawrence has described, this is a subdivision. It is Phase 6 of Lakeside Potnets. It is in the environmentally sensitive developing district, and this is an environmentally sensitive overlay plan. What you have is an existing development. I believe there were five phases before this one. Developed at a density of approximately 3.2 units to the acre. What is proposed here based on the revised plan is a density of 2 units to the acre. The property will be served by central water, central sewer. There will be central trash collection. And the open space on the property, which we'll speak about in a little more detail, will be managed by the owner.
Excuse me for just a second, Mr. Byard, and I may very well have missed something. What was read into the record was 38 acres into 82 lots. What is in your information is 76 lots, which would...
The plan has gone on a diet based on the PLUS review. We will tell you how we got there.
Okay, so we're talking about 76?
76 lots.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Not at all. Open space will be maintained by the owner, and what is perhaps slightly different than most subdivisions here, there are no restrictive covenants because these will be leased lots. Instead, what there will be is what there is in Potnets Lakeside, which is a lease with, as tenants know, an army of conditions and restrictions. With that, I'd ask Jason to introduce himself and give him the hour, walk quickly through the booklet, and then go to the plan. Jason?
Sure. Good evening. Jason Palkowitz with McCrone. Lawrence already went through the booklet pretty quick for you. It does contain the Ordinance 99, Chapter 99, 18 items. It is in compliance with that. It does reference the AR1 compliance, and it also references the environmentally sensitive section and is in compliance with that as well.
Let's stop for a minute there, Jason. If you could go into a little detail about compliance with the environmentally sensitive overlay.
Yes, I can hit the highlights on that. No lots in the subdivision are proposed in the wetlands. In fact, it's back well over 100 feet from the wetlands. A significant portion of the site is wooded and is maintained and wooded. There is a section of wetlands, if you see the two ponds, the wetlands are behind them. Then behind that is actually woods that were being maintained. The open space is 45%, which will, again, be managed by the owner. There are some areas where we're going to do some additional clearing. Those trees that we clear, we're going to try to spade and reuse on site in some of the additional open space and for trees along the buffer, along Bay Farm Road. The lots will be served by central water and sewer. This is a cluster development, which allows for all the open space and
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Would you mind pulling that microphone up just
I'm
a
sorry.
Little bit? Folks in the back are having a little difficulty hearing you. It should should be able to bend it, I think. Can you bend this thing?
Well, I can bend it.
Everything's designed to fail. It's just a question of when.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And lastly, I don't want to touch on this, a rare and threatened and endangered species report was done, and no species were noted on site.
And that is in your package, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Jason, if you will, if you could walk through the plan and explain how the PLUS process changed the plan.
I can do that. The original PLUS plan was submitted in, I believe, May of 05. It was shown with a higher density of lots. They had several comments. Those comments included providing additional access to the existing Potnets community, which we have provided. They wanted us to relocate some of the open space to the perimeter of the site, which would allow for buffer for the wetlands and allow us to preserve some trees. There was one of those center sections of lots was originally proposed as open space. We shifted them over and added an additional buffer of wetlands. One of their comments was that recreational facilities be added to the plan. We added a bocce ball court and some horseshoe pits. Those are, I believe, the big items from PLUS.
Well, let's not forget DelDOT.
Okay.
What has DelDOT done to the plan?
The big items that DelDOT wanted was your typical entrance improvements will be done per their standard, and they wanted additional tie-ins to the existing community. The original plan had one road tying through. To help that, they requested at least an additional one more so that all the traffic went to one road. Beyond that, we actually, after we resubmitted the PLUS, we actually connected all four or five roads through so that no particular road would have too much traffic on it.
And those changes were received positively by DelDOT?
They were received positively by PLUS.
All right. Let's talk about amenities. In Phase 6, the residents will be entitled to use all the amenities of Potnets Lakeside, will they not?
Correct.
Have you done an open space calculation that you can share with the commission?
Yes. The site is 45% open space. As this is environmentally sensitive, it's subject to the 10% recommendation, but the cluster ordinance requires 30, and again, we're exceeding that. 6.25 acres of it will remain in forest. 6.4 will be for parks, recreation, and paths, and the 2.64 will remain for wetlands.
With respect to concerns that are usually expressed by Mr. Johnson, who's not here tonight, will there be sidewalks in this section or phase of Potnets Lakeside?
No, sidewalks are not proposed in this phase. The remainder of the Potnets community does not currently have sidewalks. What they have is a system of paths and trails, and most of the residents have golf carts, and we've provided trails in this phase, and right by the horseshoe pits, we actually have an area for them to park so they can actually drive their golf carts there, use the amenities.
Another one of Mr. Johnson's concerns, there will be streetlights throughout
Correct.
The community.
Correct.
Can you explain the entrance design and the buffering around the perimeter of the property on Bay Farm Road?
The entrance is currently shown where it is for a couple reasons. One is the bridge is pretty much a standard in the Pontinus communities or the Baywood, and the other end of the lakeside has a bridge entrance, wooden bridge. The location of it is to provide a secluded entrance. There's no lots along the entrance. You have to go fairly deep into the community before you get to the lots. And this adds a sense of privacy. We understand that we're creating an interconnection, but by doing this, by locating the entrance here in the woods, makes it more exclusive. So I don't think a lot of people who don't live there will go in there.
What is the actual buffer along Bay Farm Road?
There's a 50-foot buffer proposed of berm and trees.
And that meanders around the Davis property as well?
Correct.
To the existing subdivision to the northwest?
Correct.
To what standard will the roads in the community be built?
They'll be built to Sussex County standards, which I believe is a 20-foot wide paved section.
I shared with you earlier several letters that Mr. Abbott referenced from concerned residents of Pontinus Lakeside. Their concerns appeared to be twofold. One was traffic. Can you speak to that?
Yes. As previously mentioned, the original plans only showed one connection, and DelDOT requested that we increase the number of connections in order to spread the traffic out. And the other one regarding traffic was a road width, and as we previously mentioned, these roads will be built per county standards.
The other concern articulated in those letters was a drainage problem. Can that be addressed as a part of this project?
It will be addressed as part of this project.
And how will this project alleviate that drainage issue?
I believe the drainage issue is actually in the buffer open space in between the developments. And by providing these roads with swales, we'll be able to take the water off and bring it down to our ponds and treat it.
And what buffer will there be, Jason, between phase six of Pontinus Lakeside and the earlier developed portion?
There is currently existing buffer on the existing phase. And in a couple areas, we've actually proposed, those two little green areas, we proposed an additional buffer. I believe the current buffer is 30.
Gentlemen, that's the application. This is phase six of an existing, fully developed community. We think, and I won't belabor each section of 99-9C, this meets or exceeds each of the items the commission is obliged to consider. It also meets the general requirements of our zoning ordinance and comprehensive plan, and it meets or exceeds the requirements of the environmentally sensitive overlay. We're prepared to answer any questions you have.
All right, sir, thank you. We'll see if anyone has any.
Mr. Johnson's not here this evening. Mr. Smith, would you like to start us off?
If you'd be kind enough to tell me a little about the proposed timber bridge.
Okay, it's a wooded bridge that's going to cross the wetlands, across the blue. There's a little bit of water there too, stream. And provide access to the community.
Is that the same type of bridge that's at, like, you cross over to get to the clubhouse at the golf course, or the ones that are throughout?
Yes.
Mr. Smith, in answer to your question, a permit from the Corps is not needed if you're driving piling in wetlands, if that's the only disturbance. If you're familiar with the Kings Creek development, I believe there are five bridges in that development that have had no appreciable effect on wetlands. I know one member of staff has spent some time at Kings Creek. And where he hits a golf ball, he's studied most of those bridges.
lost a few, too.
So have you seen them from the underside?
I haven't seen those road bridges, Mr. Chairman. I've seen some bridges on the golf course.
I understand. Proceed, Mr. Smith.
Quickly. And, I'm just getting caught up that you did downsize as a result of the plus, and you're satisfied that your applicant has addressed all the comments by plus.
Yes, sir. There's a very positive letter. I believe it's item figure 13, if I'm not mistaken. Correct. In your materials from Donny Holland. That's about as ringing an endorsement as you'll ever get from PLUS, and that's a pretty good one.
No other questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Gordon.
So will these residents be able to use the amenities of Fox Nets Lakeside?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This is just the last extension of that development.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Okay, Mr. Gordon.
Just as a... Why is the open space, why did you skip over on the buffer between the, looks like you gave a buffer to two of the outside roads and not the two inside roads. Is there a reason for that?
That's surely a function of matching the existing roads separation to line up our proposed roads with the existing roads. They were narrow, which made the lots have to be wider, which took that little bit of buffer away. There is an existing buffer.
There is a buffer that runs all the way across the property.
There's a buffer from here to here, existing.
Okay.
This was narrower, which made the lots get wider, which took that away.
What is the distance of the current buffer between those two?
I believe it's 30, but looking at this, it looks like it's 50, but I believe it's 30.
It was probably 50, because that was originally approved at the mobile home park community, so it's most likely 50.
And you mentioned there was parking for the horseshoe pit and whatever bocce ball is. Where's the parking?
It's actually golf cart parking.
Oh, okay.
It's shown...
No car parking.
Correct.
No further questions.
All right, so Mr. Lank, anything?
Again, just for the record, this is adjacent to a mobile home community with manufactured housing uses. This is a proposed subdivision. It is in the AR district. And what type of units do you propose to place in this project?
Let me introduce Robert Tunnel to you. Let him speak to that.
And why I ask that is that this is AR zoning and it does not necessarily permit manufactured homes.
We'll speak to this.
On that lot size.
The homes that would be proposed.
Excuse me, I need you to give us your name and address, please.
Robert Tunnel, 25006 Pop Bunker Way, Long Neck, Delaware.
Thank you.
The proposed homes for this would be the manufactured homes, I guess, set under the same community guidelines and standards as the existing Potnitz Lakeside community. I don't know. That's about all I can say.
That's the answer. That's the answer.
Well, I asked that because I didn't know if you were proposing to place a unit similar to the units that exist in the Baywoods type project on this facility.
No. These would be the same type of unit that's in the existing community of Lakeside.
And that's my only question.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Robertson. I think someone may have a question for you.
I'd like to ask Mr. Byard that question, too. I mean, is this something that's a permitted use in the environmentally sensitive development district in AR1?
I believe it is. If you review the materials I submitted to you before the meeting, you may form a conclusion.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Byard. I would agree with him that actually it is. And a couple of things I wanted to clear up, too.
Before you go any further, I will say in Mr. Robertson's defense and defense of everybody on this commission, the applicant would get the materials here in a timely fashion. We'd have time to review them. Thank you. Now, you may go ahead.
These were special materials, Mr. Wheatley, that Mr. Robertson will share with you after the meeting.
All right.
The other thing is that we reviewed and I discussed with representatives of the applicant. I just want to clarify one thing about the fact that it would be incorporated into the existing Potnitz community. Because as you know, it came up on a prior application, whether or not restrictive covenants were submitted, and it was confirmed that it would be governed by the existing restrictions, so there aren't a separate set of restrictions that we have. One question I have for staff, though, there was something that was raised by somebody with regard to notice in one of the letters. And I just want to verify that the property was posted and that it was advertised in accordance with the usual
standards. Yes, it was.
Standards. Okay.
The posting was It was all, the mailing goes out within 200 foot for residents. We don't have a method of being able to notify every tenant within a park because we notify the owners, and there was a posting on Bay Farm Road.
Which would be the appropriate place to post, since that's where the main entrance into
right.
this section.
Right, that's where the main entrance is, and it is a subdivision application. Right. And then the other issue would be that it is advertised in 2 newspapers, local.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Link. That's all the questions I had.
Are we resolved on whether it is or whether it isn't?
We're good.
We're good. All right, then. That's all I all wanted to know. Mr. Byard, I guess it is a fair statement to say that it's a it's pretty much like what's already there in most respects, except that it conforms to the ordinance as it's currently written. I mean,
it is what it is. As a result of the abolition of our ordinance, the density, which was 3.2 more or less, is now 2.
Down to 2. Yep.
And with the environmentally sensitive overlay, so long as you have central water and sewer, you have the ability to create smaller lots. The result is substantially more open space than you would otherwise see.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. If you would take a seat and see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-34 Potnets Lakeside LLC? In favor, yes, sir. Step right up.
My name is George Bowers. I live at 32906 Mimosa Cove, about 60 feet from the new project site. Back about February of this year, I had a meeting with both the senior and younger Mr. Tunnel, and expressed some of the concerns concerning the streets and the street usages and things there, and some of the development of the project itself, including heavy equipment on the streets in the present development, all of which have been answered, and all of which have been answered in a positive manner by them. The neighborhood there, the real concern for most of the people there, including some of those which I believe you've received emails from, is again this traffic pattern more so than anything else. And Mr. Tunnel and his son have both been very forthcoming and agreeable as to limiting it, and if necessary, studying a traffic pattern once it's established, the development itself and roads and so forth, and if necessary, actually maybe even making it a gated community. So, I mean, I don't know how much further he could go to answer the concerns. My only comments. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in favor? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-34? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.